Miss Dina here, one of the many DIA volunteers welcoming you to the Downtown Issaquah Association podcast featuring historic downtown Issaquah, Washington. DIA's mission is to promote downtown Issaquah by preserving our rich, historically hip heritage and cultivating a thriving old town that builds community and celebrates our charm. Our vision is a downtown district that's alive, inviting, and vibrant. Each podcast will showcase our love for local with conversations from businesses, volunteers, and community members about our boutique shopping, a world's tour of dining experiences, and the many, many events like Issaquah Goes Apples that lead you throughout our creative arts district. So stay tuned and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Backdoor to Front Street, where we showcase our amazing talent and owners of our small businesses that make Front Street in historic downtown Issaquah, Washington, a destination location. I'd like to introduce you to Bryce of Ham & Ashley. Hello, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule for a chat. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, and then we'll get to some other questions.
Well, thanks for having me. My name is Bryce Van Paris. I'm the Vice President of Ham & Ashley Violins, and I've been working here since 1997, and we've been in Issaquah since 2007.
Where were you prior then?
Des Moines, Washington, down by the SeaTac Airport.
You're technically off of Gilman, and you're not actually on Front Street, so you're more Front Street adjacent. So we're going to be a little bit more metaphorical with the back door to Front Street. But tell me, how do you connect with downtown Issaquah? And I know that we met down there, and we met at a volunteer appreciation event. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you are connected with downtown Issaquah.
Our first Issaquah location was actually at the end of Gilman, right by Bohm's Candies. And Michael Johnson reached out to us immediately from the Issaquah Chamber of Commerce, and he was the Salmon Days King Salmon that year, I think 2007. And we immediately plugged into all the early art walks and music that was going on Front Street, because I'm also a musician and I do play on Front Street quite a bit, part of the DIA sponsored events, and also at Vina Bella and at the Rolling Log.
So you do the gas station blues?
Not the blues, but for various DIA sponsored events.
Like the art walk and music stroll, or
Correct, all those.
The wine walk and all that. Mm-hmm. That's great. We had a little bit of a chat again when we were at the appreciation event, which was really fun. And I understand that you actually play other instruments technically than the violin, as far as when you're playing in your band and such. So tell us the connection between you and Ham & Ashley, and how you got into running Ham & Ashley, which is violins.
Well, it's violin family, so that includes the string bass, the upright double bass.
Oh,
and
yes,
that's
okay.
So I went to Liberty High School. I'm from East Renton, Issaquah Schools. I graduated from Liberty in 93, and I was already playing the upright double bass. I went to Central for music degree, but Ham & Ashley was pretty much the only place to get a good upright bass. So I was already a customer of theirs and frequented the shop. And then right after I graduated in 97, they needed somebody to show instruments in the showroom. And that's how I started working here and worked my way up to where I am today. I've been here almost 27 years.
Wow. I do notice that the place is completely full of cellos, violins. I hadn't seen an upright bass just yet, but we didn't do a tour so far. When you're playing an upright bass, what type of music goes along with that?
Well, you can play any kind of music from bluegrass to classical. My degree is technically classical double bass, so I played in local orchestras for a long time. I also play jazz and blues, and I've played rockabilly and pretty much any roots Americana type music. Double bass is really the only instrument that was playing the bass line until about the 1950s when the electric bass was invented. So it does cross over.
Oh, yes. It's like I mentioned before, it's my favorite instrument. I like dom, 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 dom.
I'll show you a room full of them. We probably have about 80 in this building.
Oh, wow. And so how far does your reach go? Are you the only game in town, if you will, as far as the stringed instrument family goes?
Well, we kind of bridge the gap between a general music store, which crosses over what they call band orchestra, but doesn't do the specialized setup that we do here, to the boutique shops that are more mid-high end and up to professional. We really serve the educational side of things with a hands-on setup approach, but we do statewide business out of this location.
And you do classes?
We have 14 teaching studios that are rented independently by private teachers. So we have about 25 teachers that teach mostly bowed string all days of the week, and it's full. Every teacher is studio is pretty well full.
And they do that out of this location right here on 970 Fifth Avenue?
Correct. There's several teaching studios within this building.
Yeah. That's great. Now, when it comes to Issaquah and Front Street, how is the Hammond-Ashley connection a little bit different than your playing music connection as far as your participation in that Creative Arts District aspect of Downtown Issaquah Association and Front Street?
Well, we always look at the arts as the prime directive of our business model, so we reach out to them right away. And my good friend, Greg Sprenger, was really pivotal in starting all of the downtown restoration of going back into the 80s. So I was really plugged into that on a personal level. But we are active financial sponsors of the, I've been working with them pretty much since we've been here. And anything music related, we really want to be involved in. And so even though we're technically on the edge of that district, we really advocated to be included in it for those reasons.
And that's one of the things I like people to be very aware of, is the fact that even though you are not technically on Front Street, how involved you actually are. Part of the events, like you were mentioning with the outreach, when you do your marketing and you go to do your outreach, how much do you need to do as far as trying to bring in new students, new customers, new awareness versus word of mouth?
Well, obviously brand recognition is really key. We call it top of mind awareness, where somebody actually is looking for a violin and they think of you. Our direct outreach is really to teachers. So if we know the teacher and we have a relationship with that teacher, they're going to direct people to us. It's just a broad knowledge and awareness that we exist, because we're not on a main street. We're not on Front or Gilman. We are just off the beaten path.
Do you have any struggles when it comes to getting out there in front of everybody or participating in the community in a way that you'd like?
No, I'm as busy as I can possibly be, but that's I guess a good problem to have. But
absolutely.
I'm pretty out there in the music scene and what we do at Hammond Ashley, which is really the education side of things. So all those kinds of education events we're involved in.
Talk a little bit more about your music and what you play, how you play, where you play, when you play. What's your schedule like?
We're pretty much every last Friday at Vino Bella. I think the next show I have there is on the 22nd. That band is called Woods Creek. And Woods Creek Band plays probably four or five times a month in the east side and sometimes over the pass in central Washington. I actually have a cabin in Ronald Roslyn, so I play a lot of shows over in Clallam and Roslyn and Suncadia.
And what kind of music does Woods Creek play?
Woods Creek is kind of a blues rock, Americana, you know, we think Sheryl Crow and Bonnie Raitt, things like that, female vocalist. I also play with a band called the Murder Hornets, and don't let the name scare you, we're just a classic rock grunge band, and we're actually really popular in Roslyn area.
Oh, nice. And what type of genre does the Murder Hornets cover when you say classic rock grunge?
Well, from like 70s, 80s rock up into the 90s, Audioslave and Harvey Danger. You know, we have some younger members, so we try to not just stay stuck in the 60s and 70s like a lot of classic rock. We get into the 80s, 90s and beyond.
Oh, nice. Just to finish up, because these interviews aren't super long, people get a snapshot and then they have a nice opportunity to know, oh, I didn't realize you were there. I didn't realize that you were part of the community. And that's one of the main reasons why we like to highlight the business, and we like to bring forward those who are involved or who run the business, who own the business, who curate and take great passionate care of the business. Share a favorite experience that you've had in the community, something that is your highlight for why you love Issaquah so much and why you love Dia, Front Street, and the downtown historic core.
Well, I think when we first moved to town, we were invisible in the Des Moines Highline area. People came to us from all over, but the minute we showed up in Issaquah, the chamber reached out to us and found us before we even were open. And from that moment on, we really felt engaged in the community. And of course, with Michael Johnson being so key on Front Street, and he really started the art walks and things, he really pulled us into that right away. So that, to me, you know, really solidified my heart in Issaquah with this. Plus, I grew up in the area. I went to Issaquah schools and played in the Evergreen Philharmonic, which was Issaquah's inter-high school orchestra that started in the early 90s. So it was great to come back home in that sense.
That's nice. And do you have a personal, having met someone on the street, story?
Oh, I'm sure there's several. I mean, there's kind of amazing people that show up. I think one time Claude at Vino Bella was doing a blues jam early on, and I met a guy that I played in a band with for years afterward, but then I found out later we were jamming on stage with Lee Oscar. Well, Lee Oscar's a local, but he's really famous in the blues scene. He was in a band called War in the 70s, and he invented harmonicas. So there's two kinds of harmonicas that are famous. There's Hohner and there's Lee Oscar's. So that's the kind of people you'll rub shoulders with, not just on Front Street, but just in the music scene in general.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there anything that you'd like to share to wrap up your interview here with the Back Door to Front Street? podcast?
I'm just really excited to still be here after all these years. I've been working here 27 years, and Issaquah just seems to continue to improve, and the DIA is really healthy and engaging, and I'm just excited that it keeps forging forward in a great direction. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And let's do one final thing. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to learn about Hammond Ashley is through our website. It's HammondAshley.com, which is HammondAshley.com. We do keep retail hours Tuesday through Saturday, but you can find out more about us there. We have a little bit of a social presence, but we really are a word of mouth type business, but you're welcome to drop by and say hi.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. For more information about our amazing downtown, visit downtownissaquah.com or check us out at Downtown Issaquah on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter. Or to make a direct connection, send an email to events@downtownissaquah.com.